St. Catherine, yeah. St. Catherine, as you may remember, was member of the Third Order of St. Dominic, and they were
exactly what our Lord wanted to do.
Great sinners. And she did not have a violation of liberty to be in the saints. Fact, this was a sanction. The fruit of liberty and obedience, and we're accepting the role which God gave her. I'm sure that there's no one here that wants to be a priestess. I might strongly advise all of you, women and men, to read about St. Catherine and try to emulate her in her virtue and her spirit of docility to the Spirit of God. I want to speak in terms of tomorrow's liturgy. I hope you will take the opportunity tomorrow to read at least the Epistle Gospel. The spirit of the season, of course, is the spirit of rejoicing. And the reason why we are to rejoice is because Christ is having risen. Has given us an eternal hope. Our problem, my dear people, first of all, is that we are comfortable. And secondly, the world is so close to us and our physical reality presses so strongly upon us that we need constantly to awaken in our souls the realism of our faith, the realities of our faith, and we need constantly to speak to our Lord in terms of our hope. We should always, in order to draw these verities toward ourselves, remember we are speaking about unseen realities, things that we have to assent to in our minds, even though physical reality is something blind to us with respect. In order that we might become more realistic about them, which I will speak of specifically in a moment, it is helpful always to refer to our gifts. Even though it is not here, we are not so ridiculous, we are not so foolish as to say we are not going to die. Death seems distant even to the very sick and to the very old. And yet, all of us can listen to the fact of it. We can consider that it is going to occur in our lives. And therefore, it is from this basis that we ought to consider the future. Just as certainly as we are going to die, there is going to be an afterlife for us. That afterlife does not have a very great alternative. Because if he is either going to be a life with God, or it's going to be a life without God, misery and regret, hopelessness, and realization that we have a little time, a very short time, and in retrospect, time will seem so utterly short. Our life will appear to have been so transitory, like the weak candle which Shakespeare spoke. And the further our lifetime is from us in eternity, the more brief will it appear to have been. The mystery of our Lord's resurrection is the preachment to us of hope. God tells us in Christ and in his resurrection that we may really hope to rise from the dead, and that we may hope to enter with him into glory. consider this very profoundly and very comprehensively, because you see, this is going to happen, or we are going to lose it all, and then I say, it is the law of the religion. And Jesus rises from the dead to the extent that we believe this mystery, the realism of it, plays upon our own souls and involves ourselves. The problem is, as I say, it all seems so distant, and therefore we have to make acts of faith in our Lord's resurrection and acts of hope in the reliability of his promises. And it is in this hope that we have joy. You know very well that to the extent that we are comfortable on earth, to the extent that things go our way, we are not impatient for heaven. And to the extent that we're able to find kind of passing, or I should say, workable relationship with the world, comfortable condition, we are not impatient to go to God to be with Christ. That is one of the reasons why the saints mortified themselves and reduced themselves to a state of discomfort. Because they wanted the reality of this life to be very strong in their own minds and in their own souls. And we are in a state of discomfort when we are mortifying ourselves, when we are fasting, when we are doing those things which cause life to be less pleasant. We can more easily long for the day when all will be joyful, all will be the fulfillment of our hopes, and we will have no need to mortify ourselves, lest we sin, and to penitently cultivate. But the primary spirit of this season is to make acts of faith in Christ as risen, and not as having risen, therefore being someone distantly past, but rather Christ has risen, and therefore, as the introit of the Easter Mass says, I have risen, and I am with thee still. Christ is with us. Because he is with us, he can come to us in holy communion. Because he is with us, we are able to believe. He gives us his spirit in order to believe. Because he is with us, the world, we can believe. It's temporary, and our lives are moving in the direction of something better. I urge you, therefore, intensify your spirit of faith. Rejoice that soon, very soon, you will be with Christ. Heaven is not so distant. It is not unreachable, and God is not inaccessible. But he is truly, like his kingdom, someone who is worth trading everything for, giving up everything in order to possess. And to the extent that indeed you give up everything you possess is true, and his church on this earth, you